Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 241 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today I will give you a lift in my car to a very special place, high up in the mountains in Queensland, Australia, to shed some light on a more sustainable living culture. We will discover how an industrial container from Hamburg has become the home for two Germans at the other end of the world, who have chosen a very simple and sustainable lifestyle, free from water and electricity bills, far from the busy and stressful life in the modern city. Our guest in this show is Dr. Uwe Terton, an old friend of mine. He's originally from Germany and emigrated to Australia a long time ago. He wholeheartedly embraced the Aussie lifestyle and claims that after so many years, he's almost incompatible with the German culture. During my stay as a guest lecturer at the University of the Sunshine Coast in summer 2018-19, as they say down under, I took some time on a weekend to explore his new container home and his new lifestyle near Kuroi in the mountains. To be honest, I was a little cross with him when Uwe told me some years ago that he had decided to sell their picture book 200 square meters all wooden old Queenslander house with a lovely veranda and a beautiful original doors and windows in order to buy land in the middle of nowhere and live in a 62 square meters shipping container, all in the interest to try out a sustainable lifestyle and culture. My attitude changed completely when I arrived in the most incredible surroundings and found that the very stylish container home was placed right on the top of a hill with 360 degrees views of the most pristine landscapes. In order to complete the almost bucolic scene, two kangaroos and their little one hopped up the hill and started grazing only 10 meters away from us while we were having some refreshments under a tree and discussing Uwe's new lifestyle. It was one of those moments where I wished I was doing a video podcast to capture the almost unrealistic beauty of glorious mountainsides with kangaroos, birds, insects, old trees, and a brand new but very tastefully equipped container home. So in our first category, absolutely compact, Uwe explains how for the first 4 months he and his wife had to live in a tiny little caravan from the 1970s until their container home was ready to move into.
So here is our little caravan.
Is this how you started?
Yeah. We spent 4 months living in the caravan.
Okay. In our second category, absolutely self-sufficient, Uwe gives us a guided tour of the inside of the container home. And we learn about some simple but smart ideas. For example, how natural temperature regulation in the floor and in the ceiling can compensate the lack of central heating and air conditioning in order to live with comfort but without carbon emissions in the countryside.
Water, yeah. And we collect the rainwater, so we are totally self-sufficient here. We have an off-the-grid battery system, solar system. The batteries last for 5 days without sun, and then a generator kicks in. If this is the case, luckily that.
In our third category, absolutely recycled, Uwe explains how they used second-hand materials in the construction of the container home in order to give those materials a second life.
The doors and windows and all the building material comes from a demolition yard. So 50% is recycled and the steel of the roof, that's new material.
But now let us start with a show. In our first category, absolutely compact, Uwe tells us about the first challenges he and his wife Catherine faced as soon as they moved from the huge Queenslander house into a small caravan on the top of an empty hill. He gives us details about the fauna and flora surrounding the property. For example, the wedge-tailed eagles, which visit regularly. But let us start with my arrival in this beautiful place in the mountains, because I was suitably impressed. This is the most beautiful place on earth.
Oh, thank you so much. It is beautiful. So sometimes we have the wedge-tailed eagles coming through. They're okay. The largest eagles in okay. the world. Uh-huh. And they come and they look for rabbits and hares and small animals.
Okay.
And the farmers, they don't like them because in the past they took the baby sheep, so they shot them. In Victoria, they are nearly extinct, but here in Queensland, we still have a good population of them.
Okay, let's have a look around.
Yes. Okay, that's fine. So here is our little caravan.
Is this how you started?
Yeah.
Really?
We spent 4 months living in the caravan.
Okay, for our listeners, I have to explain, this is a small caravan.
Yeah, it's
what, from the 1950s or something?
No, this is from the 1970s.
70s, but beautifully painted.
Yes, and it's an aluminium caravan, and it's approximately 3 meters in length and 2 meters in width. And it's got 2 beds, a fridge, a small kitchen, and that's about it. And so my wife, Catherine, and I, we spent three to four months living in that caravan before the house
was built.
Exactly.
That's correct. Okay. Oh, my God. But you had a wonderful view, even at that time.
Yes.
Even if the caravan doesn't have big windows, but the view is just stunning.
We have selected this property because it is surrounded by 2 creeks and 2 nature refuges on both sides.
Well, I noticed that if there is high water, you even get cut off like 600 meters before your house.
That's correct. And that's fantastic because it means I don't have to go to work. Luckily, we have fast broadband. You see the transmission towers in the distance.
Ah,
so we
true.
Have dedicated wireless broadband here.
Okay, but that is about the only thing that spoils the landscape.
That's right. And because this is a fairly high hill, so we always have the rain coming through. And behind that hill, it's becoming really dry in dry season. So,
well, yeah. I noticed on my way out here, I actually noticed that I was going through different zones. And to be honest, where I live, it's much drier. I can see that. The grass looks much greener here, actually.
Yeah, the more trees you have, the more moist is captured in the soil, and the greener the landscape looks.
And I came through a little patch when I turned off the main road here.
Yeah.
And it was so dark, and the trees were so high, and there were some very lucky cows there on the meadow.
Yes.
And it looked a little bit like Switzerland, to be honest.
That's correct.
You're listening to Absolutely Intercultural, about a new sustainable living culture. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and I must confess that generally I'm not really what they call a nature lover. However, during my visit to this container home on the hill, my breath was taken away by the beauty of the landscapes and views. And the container house turned out much more tasteful than I had anticipated. In our second part, Absolutely Self-Sufficient, let's follow Uwe inside the container and learn how it is possible to have a comfortable life if you live off the electricity and water grid and run your own self-sufficient system of water, energy, and ventilation.
Let's go in. So here, this is the bedroom. It's a king-size bed that fits in. So the inside of the container is 2 meters and 40 in width, and it's 6 meters in length, and it's 2 meters 20 or 30 in height.
And I must say, everything that you've put in, like the lights, etc., works really well. It almost looks like the original container.
It's got this industrial look for sure. So here we are entering the bathroom.
Okay, and not a long way.
Yeah, there's a shower.
Yeah,
that's a shower door. Here's a shower.
Okay, and that is a pretty standard, ordinary shower.
Exactly.
But actually here in the bathroom,
the
walls also look really good. I mean, it goes very nicely with the bathroom,
That's right.
I must say.
Toilet. Works.
Well, I really like this touch of the industrial past that you still have in there. That's really nice. Okay, they're the smallest wash basin I've ever seen in life, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Same here. We went to the hardware shop and there it was, and it's basically 40 centimeters in width and 20 centimeters in depth. Yeah, it does the job. Yeah, there's a mirror, another mirror for shaving.
Now, I must say that the taste is impeccable. The mirror, for example, is also made from, what's this called?
Stainless steel. Yes.
It goes very nicely with the walls.
Some LED lights.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the next room then.
Yeah, that's the bedroom here. So the
next room also the last room?
Kind of. So here we have a small deck we're walking on. That's 1.50 meters in width and it's 7 meters in length.
Okay.
So here we are in the inside of the outside of the house, so to speak, because you see the outside of the containers.
Oh, that's really interesting. So we are in a room and both ends of the room are made by the walls of the containers which are put on the end of it.
Correct. So this is kind of a combination of living room and built-in kitchen. And then on the left-hand side, opposite the freezer container we just were in, we have a storage container with the rippled walls. And on top is space, and we have mattresses here and a ladder to go up.
Is that your guest room?
That's our guest room. And so everyone who comes can either live in the caravan or up on top. And the views out there are magnificent.
Okay. You put a roof over this, and the roof is slightly tilted?
Yes, it's tilted for several reasons. Firstly, so that we have good runoff for the water. Yeah. And we collect the rainwater, so we are totally self-sufficient here. We have an off-the-grid battery system, solar system. The batteries last for 5 days without sun, and then a generator kicks in. If this is the case, luckily that hasn't happened yet.
Well, actually, during my time here, I don't think we've even had 2 days without sunshine.
That's right. So we collect the water, goes into 27,000-liter water tank and a 15,000-liter water tank. And the slope is calculated so that the solar panels work the most efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another reason why it's sloping. We have gaps in the floor. And so it's a natural air circulation that's happening here. So the cool air comes up, goes like it heats up and then goes to the top of the ceiling.
And it goes
and
up.
It slopes up to one end of the house and there are gaps and it leaves the house through those gaps. And the gaps can be closed in winter because then you would like to have the opposite effect.
Yes, that's
correct.
I was really impressed with how the container had been done up in the best of industrial styles and how intelligently it was designed and furnished. I imagine a lot of the design work was done by Katrin Terton, an Australian contemporary mixed media artist who has her studio in the second container. I really felt that Katrin and Uwe have lived a very comfortable life without missing any comfort from their old Queenslander house. In our last part, Absolutely Recycled, Uwe explains the materials they decided to use to build his new home and some of the technical aspects he learned in the process of moving into a shipping container. Listen carefully, because Uwe is giving us all advice on which kind of container we should buy if we want to realize our own dreams of sustainable living in a non-toxic environment. Say, because you are right here up at the top of the mountain and on the highest point, it feels much, much cooler than it feels down where I live. Yeah. So I can imagine just with the doors open, this is already very comfortable.
That's correct. And most of the doors and windows and all the building material comes from a demolition yard. So it has been used in other houses and they have been demolished. And so we got the materials and put them into that house. So I would say 50% is recycled and the steel of the roof, that's new material.
Now, the whole thing looks much better than I imagined, to be quite honest. That's probably also due to the fact that your wife is an artist.
Yes.
And she really seems to have an eye for the right colors and putting things in the right order. If you started again, is there anything you would do differently nowadays in the design and in everything?
Yeah, so the overall design would be exactly the same, but the container, the second container, which is a normal storage container, we also would rather use a refrigerated, a reefer container, because okay, they're already insulated. And because they are created to transport food grade, so there are no toxins. So all the colors, okay, the lining, there are no pesticides.
You can be
used.
Sure that
yes, it's all safe. Okay. Whereas with a normal storage or shipping container, the floor has been impregnated, and also the inside color might be full of lead, and that's definitely not what you would like to have in your sleeping room.
Okay, okay. It looks like a wonderful place to live in up here on the hill with these beautiful hills. $5,000 question, if you forgot to buy milk, how long does it take you to get to the nearest supermarket? Actually, I saw on the way here that in the most unlikely street, there is a fitness studio, yeah. I think. So that seems to be only 2 kilometers away. Yeah. What about bakeries, supermarkets?
Yeah, so the next town is Kuroi, and it's 10 minutes from here by car.
Okay, thank you very much for the interview.
Yeah, you're welcome, Laura. And yeah, thank you that you came and visited me.
And I'll probably come back on the very hot days, because it is distinctively nicer to be sitting here in your sitting room than it is in my sitting room, simply because there is so much more wind.
Perhaps it was a good decision to buy a piece of land and move out into the mountains. The Terton container home was the first container-based housing I've ever visited in my life. I must confess, I admire Uwe's and Katrin's determination to create a sustainable culture which does not contribute to climate change, but is all based on saving energy and giving materials a second life. Strangely enough, when I talked about my experience, some Australian friends pointed me to other such experiments, and only a month later I had the chance to visit a second container house, which was also beautifully constructed from stainless steel containers in combination with really old wooden beams. A builder had built his own dream house. Thank you to our guests and listeners who joined us for today's show. Now, how about you? How far do you go to save the environment? Is separating our rubbish in the kitchen good enough? Or could you imagine living in a container? Please share your points of view with us on our website at absolutely-intercultural.com or on Facebook. Here you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a star rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox from a stone house in Denmark on the 6th of September 2019. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.